Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello, hello. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. Well, I will be with my friends at Impact Power Sports sometime between now and Sunday. Because they are at the Camper and RV Show in Grand Rapids this weekend. And that, of course, back to the scene of the crime where I purchased the fraud bus 1 year ago. My fraud bus adventure started. That was a dirty ass trick. You know, it was crazy how it worked out because, you know, I'm not really one to plot stuff out, big decisions like that. So this all is on brand to just sight unseen purchase a big product like that, make a big purchase like that. But it was weird because when they gave me the tour of the vehicle, I was like, God, this is great, man. Fucking hey. Little did I know what I was in for. So many goddamn headaches. I didn't even, and it was several months of waiting before I could take it out. Like, I got it in January of last year, and I didn't even use it until, April, May. So I had all that, oh, I can't wait to get out. I can't wait to, and then just everything was falling the fuck off of, falling off of the goddamn thing. I even purchased it, and it was weird because right after the purchase was made, the folks from Q100 called me up and said, hey, we want you to do mornings. And like the money that they paid me, that they pay me each month, instantly the payment went away. So I added this huge ass payment, and then like the next month it disappeared. I was like, fuck yes. It's all coming up roses. It's fucking perfect. Eric, there's Eric skating through life. No problem. Lose a job? Who gives a shit? It'll all be fine. You'll figure that shit out. Little did I know what I was in for. So when I see my buddy Chad selling the Thor motor coaches at the RV show, this is my advice to you. If it's if you see a word, it spells out T-H-O-R, run. Run away. All right? Fuck that. Not cool. But anyway, I'll be with my pals at Impact Power Sports. They're there. I know Nick, our very own Nick in the arena, is going to be there as a customer as well, offering. He's been offered a customer testimonial job. So he is there, and he's like, ask me about a vehicle from Impact Power Sports. And then, you know, he's got like pictures of him racing through the woods on his side-by-side that he got at Impact. And so he'll be there too. So come see us. I'll give you more details when I find out because I reached out to Drew over at Impact Power Sports. I'm like, hey, buddy, when do you want me to hang with you this weekend? And I haven't heard back. Anyway, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com is their website. Rebecca asks, how many sweatshirts do you own? Well, a ton. And I just got a bunch of new ones. And the ones that I had already, you know, were still in fine shape, like this one. Grayling, Michigan sweatshirt. But I just got a bunch from Sarah Rookruck Roosh, too. And it's very important this time of year to have a lot of sweatshirts because it's fucking freezing out. We've been getting like several inches of snow. I shouldn't say several inches, two or three, every day for about the last 10 days. Every day now, it's go out and shovel. We're in, now I learned this. When you're near a lake, you of course, you have lake effect snow. Everybody knows that. But what I didn't know is that the way the snow falls on the, what are known as the bands, the lake effect bands of snow, that if it starts to happen in one area, through some weird phenomena, it will continue to happen. So if there's like a 3-mile stretch that gets a band of lake effect snow, it will continue to do that for the duration of the winter. And then to your left and right where they don't get the snow, they're going to have less chance of getting the snow than you because of the way the bands keep falling. And I'm like, how the fuck is that? My God. Stevie is here. She'll be looking to tell me what to do a little bit later on, I'm sure. If there's something that gets on her nerves, she'll boss me around like she did yesterday. It's a real low point on the show. Maureen also, kind of a problem. Hopefully none of you do the same. Trying to keep this fucking ship from any more further duress. Let's see. What is that? I wrote a note, but I can't see what it is. I can't read it. Oh, yeah. So I mentioned this on the Patreon. Dollar signs were flying through my brain, not me earning them, but I told you yesterday that Bruce was set for this tartar removal, and it's a big deal. They got to intubate the dog. They got to sedate the dog, and then they clean the dog's teeth. The vet, Dr. Josh, he said, yeah, and there's one that's cracked. If I have to pull it, it'll be much more. If not, you're looking at $650 or something like that on the low end. Okay, great. I get the call during the show yesterday, and he says, okay, that one tooth is fine, but I've got another one that's a problem, and it's got to come out, and it's really been bothering him. I cannot believe he's been having to endure this, and I felt bad. Because the poor guy has like had a, like a abscess or some shit. So he yanks that tooth. And then he has these four crackhead teeth on the bottom. And this is common with these types of dogs. Those four teeth, when they grow in, they're not attached to bone. They're just in the gums, you know, kind of like four little flies in the ointment. And so these teeth kind of move regularly, which I did not know. And he said there's a, he gave me a long-winded answer as to why. Everybody at this vet, by the way, there are no Reader's Digest versions. If they start to explain something, they do a bang-up job with explaining to you what's going on. And you got to like, okay, I got to, because for a guy like me with massive ADHD, It's hard for me to, you know, stay focused for any more than like 90 seconds. So Dr. Jai managed to stay focused enough, and he says, yeah, those four teeth are coming out. So now I'm like, boy, when I started this estimate, it was for, you know, one tooth possibly coming out north of $900. So I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be like $5,000. Oh, my God. So, but they stuck to it. They just stayed on the high end on that quote. So that's something. And I was like, this is great news. I totally expected I was going to get screwed. Totally expected. Some guy came walking out with this dog. I think it's called a Grand Pyrenees or a Great Pyrenees. And it was ridiculously large and white. And he was like a giant white bear. I'm like, look at this dog. And I couldn't, it was just so fluffy. I wanted to just hug it. And then the guy who takes it out, I'm like, hey, I made the mistake of not asking him to pet his dog. Because that's like a thing you're supposed to do. May I pet your dog? And I always do that, but I couldn't help it. The dog was too fluffy. My God. So that was about it. It worked out okay. No big deal. Bruce went home, and he actually was fine, you know? Despite what he had been through, no big deal. Yesterday was a Grand Rapids Griffins hockey game, and it was not without incident. One of the players for the Griffins, this is a guy by the name of Austin Watson, who is a total classic. Before I get to that, Nick writes, all veterinarians are a screw job now. Really, there are no more small vet offices. Everyone is in a brand new state-of-the-art building with 50 support staff. What are you talking about? You are such an old man. You should have grown up in 1955. You can be described now as a fuddy-duddy. You really are. You are a fucking fuddy-duddy. My God. What the fuck? Are you saying everything's a screw job with Nick? Everything he talks about is, oh, I'm getting screwed. Fuck you. Fuck that. Fuck this. Rawr. You know, I'm not going to allow you to sit next to me at the Impact Power Sports Station at the RV show if you're going to sit there and say everybody's trying to screw everybody. Nick the fucking fuddy-duddy. You're the definition of a fuddy-duddy. It should be your picture. Hopefully wearing a hat. I thought you would have said barber shops are a screw job because look what this guy did to my hair. Nick says, I used to get shots for my cat for $15. Now these fuckers want a wellness check for $115. Well, idiot, you do understand that the cat should be looked at yearly. That's part of owning a cat. Okay? That's very common. That's the way it is. You think that they just go, yeah, well, yeah, we don't care. Dog's got fucker. Cat's got 15 tumors in him. He's riddled with cancer. And you want to get him a fucking a feline AIDS shot. You can't just walk in and tell the vet what you want. Yeah, give me this shot and nothing else. This is a sign of a horrible pet owner. Yeah, I don't like, too, that, you know, because the fact of the matter is, like when it comes to like heartworm testing, it's very important to get that tested every so often, you know? You have to have a negative test in order to take the medicine, you idiot. Nick says, I used to buy the shots at Tractor Supply and do it myself. Yeah, well, that's a hard living line way to do it, and that is on brand with you, okay? Nick says, big vet put an end to buying your own shots. Okay, so Nick's philosophy is if you own a pet, don't take it to the vet to get checked up. That's the dumbest thing ever. Piano Finger Banger says big vet, LOL. Tophus says big vet, LOL. That's pretty great, Nick. Nick says, I was a farmhand. I know how to fix my own animals. Yeah, idiot. Okay, explain to me then how you would diagnose any type of inflammation in the pericardium of a dog or a cat. Explain that one to me, idiot. My God. And Maureen is here. She knows everything about dogs. She's rescuing them from the local black people in Flint every day. She says you can still buy shots. God, you're an idiot. I got a nomination for Asshole of the Day. Cole says Big Vet. It's not going to be Big Vet. Also, Asshole of the Day nomination for Nick. Maureen says, oh my God, my dad used to castrate the baby pigs. I hated that. What the fuck? Anyway, during the hockey game last night, this guy for the Griffins, Austin Watson. Now, Watson has like 500 NHL games under his belt. He's a big, tough guy. All of his front teeth are gone. So he smiles. He's got this big, janky-ass jigsaw mouth. He gets called for a cross-check. And he doesn't like it. And he says something horrible. And he sits in the box. And before the ref can skate over and tell me what's going on, he's screaming in the box. And he's saying horrible things. Fuck you. Fuck your mother. Say that to my face. Fuck him. He's a pussy. He's pissed off because he gave some guy a cross check. And I guess the guy didn't want to fight or whatever. So he was pissed off that he got the two for the cross check and the other guy didn't get anything. He's in the box. 2 minutes for a cross check and 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct for being an asshole. And so he's flipping the fuck out. And we're all like, oh God, this is awkward. He's going on and on. F this, F that, fuck you, fuck him. So he wants to fight the guy on their team, the Chicago Wolves, and he's screaming at the ref at the same time through the glass, and I know they can hear him. Before they start play again, the ref gets fed up, opens the door, and tells them to shut the fuck up. Kuypers was there. He says, no, the pussy-ass ref broke up the fight. So he was furious then. So that adds up in my brain as to what actually happened. The Chicago Wolves score a power play goal, so that pisses him off even more. He comes out of the penalty box. He skates over to the bench. Before they drop the puck, the ref skates back over to me. Something's happened. And he points back at the bench, and so I know right away what's happened. And Watson is on the bench screaming across the ice now at this same ref, Jake Rakuki. And Jake skates over, and he points back, and he goes 5-1, which is 51. And he makes this with his hands, which is signed for unsportsmanlike conduct. And I went, oh. This look on my face, he sees me go, oh, like I know what's coming. And so Watson, 4 minutes in for a double minor, 2 minutes passes, goal, skates out, pissed off, gets on the bench, says something horrible to the ref. Gets another 2 minutes, skates back across the ice, and goes right back in the fucking box. Same goddamn thing. Now he's, I mean, the wires are just arcing between. And he's motherfucking this and motherfucking that. It's about that time that Kuipers texts me. What did Watson say to the ref to get another 2 minutes? And as the crow flies, this was the information I was given. Called him a pussy and told him to go fuck himself. Kuipers says, that's awesome. Hockey players are the best. Yeah, that was exceptional. My God, I wish I had. You know, back in the day before I got busted for that one video, I would record all that shit. It was fantastic. As the game progresses, there's a point when this happened. And this is regular because, as you know, my brain is like a goldfish. I forget everything. And actually, this might have happened. Yeah, this was, I think, after the game as I'm getting on my coat. And someone has walked to the glass, two people. And it turns out it was two lesbians. And I just figured that out by the context that I'm about to share with you. And I'm getting on my coat. The game is over. And I hear someone pounding on the glass. And I turn around and I look. And there's a person who it's... I can't say if it's a man or a woman. It could be a woman or a woman that has become a man. I don't know. I just say that because I have that in my life. It doesn't matter. But she's looking at me and she's like, it's like I'm seeing a long lost relative. And she, I'm just going to say she, because I don't know. She is waving. And she's like, And I see she mouths the words, do you remember me? And I know she said that. And I go, yes, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes. What's up? What's up? I have no fucking idea who this is. She holds up her hand to show me a wedding ring. She goes, I got married. And I go, oh my God. Yes. Woohoo. And she turns around and points to another lesbian and goes, and that woman is one row behind her, standing waving at me. And I, oh my God. Yeah. Woo. I made like, heart with the fingers. Heart. Love. Love you. Oh, my God. Yes. And then I turn around to, like, recover from this nonsense. And this is the face. I was making this. Oh, yeah. And then that was it. I just, put on my coat and I had this realization. I was like, how does that happen? Is this me or is this the world? Because she made it seem like I've known her my whole life and I'm racking my brain. I go, who the fuck was that? I could not tell you. I have no idea. That was beyond crazy to me. Cole says, do I remember you? I don't even know who the fuck you are. You should have done scissors with the fingers. Like when I was like, oh, good job. Yeah. Okay. That would have been something. You're right. That would have been great, Cole. Holy cow. All right. Let's see. What else are we talking about today? Earlier today, what we have going on here with Darla is kind of a development because she's here right now, but Madison has been home for the last couple of days. And that messes with Darla because Darla wants to, it's like the new toy. So Darla will just lose her shit and want to go into her room. She's well aware that Madison is there. Last night, in fact, it's bedtime. Darla won't go to bed because she knows Madison is in the room, so she's howling. It's just a fucking fiasco. If I avoid a nap today, it'll be a miracle. There's all sorts of things that were keeping me up. Today, same thing. I get up to do the radio show. Darla's at her door. I coax her to come in here, but then I get caught up in something. I'm not paying attention. She wanders out, and she's by that door. Now, then I get this text. And I don't know context. It just says, Darla is in my room. So I'm like, okay. I guess maybe they're like having a snuggle fest or something like that. Maybe she's cuddling up with Darla. Darla's in my room. But what I don't know is that if I were reading this in correct context, it would be, Darla's in my room! I wrote, is that okay? And I did not get a response. And so I'm in here. I got my headphones on. I'm just listening to the song I'm playing on the radio, but I'm not really doing anything. And then I hear this. I'm like, oh boy, here she comes. She's a-coming. And the door flies open. And she goes, she's in my room. I go, oh, yeah, I saw that. I texted you. I go, well, yeah. And so, you know how I just explained to you? If I try to explain that, it's pointless. Nothing goes in well. Simply a misunderstanding. But no, if I try to explain that, I'm Adolf Hitler.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So she brings the dog back in. I go, well, that's totally fine. I thought when you said she's in your room, I thought that was, you were okay with that. And I couldn't even get that out. And then I'm getting screamed at. So I did the response that I do and blinked. I just looked at her and went, okay. Chris writes, a quote I could have said was, my bad about the cute dog. Enjoy the free rent. Nick says, I think you need to send them both to get training. Cole says, you should assume she sounds like that with every message. Chris says, Ash must be extremely patient. Yeah, I don't know. Chris says, I think so. Chris says, call JC. He's good at problem solving. Great thing to bring up. I just finished recording my little morning promo that I do. I record a little 20, 25-second piece that I send off to the radio station that is that plays later on. Like, you know, the Judas Priest song is ending, and before the Aerosmith song starts, you hear, hey, I'm so-and-so from the Wake Up Crew, and join me tomorrow. We'll be giving away a $3 gift certificate to the dollar store on the Wacky Morning Show. You hear that shit? This is what mine sounded like today. Hey, it's Joe Pal, EZ from the Insane Asylum. You know, one of the things about working for Q100 is the consummate professionalism of JC. I know I can always count on him to be cool and level-headed in the face of adversity. It's because of leadership skills like that that has made me a better employee here at Q100 Michigan. So I sent that hand grenade. And then the person who is Joe Mama who gets that, and she's awesome. Her and I are always powwowing about fuckface JC being such a fucking psychopath. So later on today, he's going to be driving around because he only works on Fridays. And this fucker's going to be driving around and Steve's going to shoot out his ears. What the fuck? You see, that's called bear poking. And there's no one better at it. If you have shown me your ass, if you have shown me where your goat is hidden, and I know where the actual goat is hiding, I am going to find that goat and grab it, and I will get your goat. That's full-on goat getting right there. If I happen to get a pissed off type of comment from him, then I'm like, this is good. All I can say is, well, hey, I was just kidding. I was just busting your balls. That's good. I love it. I appreciate you. I love you. No. All right. Chris says, you're just randomly mean. No, well, you got to understand. It isn't so much mean. It's about checks and balances. If I get a phone call yesterday, ranting and raving like a psychopath because there's dead air, that's eventually going to come around again. That has to be talked about. That has to be referenced at some point. It's the great equalizer. You can never let somebody do that to you. And, you know, some people might yell right back or wait and say, hey, you know, this really bothered me there when you were mean to me. You really bothered me. You could do that as well. But no, it's much more fun to do it this way because you get your point across. And then you get, it's payback, you know? I mean, whenever you're made to feel bad, it's always good to be able to, return the favor. That's okay. You know, it's kind of like what Austin Watson did there when he wanted to fight with the guy. If you want to fight with me, all right, let's fight. Okay. Piano Finger Banger says, this is why you get fired from every job. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's more for entertainment purposes, and too often people don't realize that. You know, people are so tightly wound. Sometimes it's no good. All right. We are 2 days away from this horrible fucking football game with the beloved home team, the Detroit Lions. There isn't one person except for me in Michigan who thinks that the Lions are going to lose this game. Everybody thinks that the Lions are going to win. Every company that exists has a Detroit Lions product out. Get your Detroit Lions dog poop bags. Get your Detroit Lions tires. This is the portion of the show when I like to talk to Kyle. Everybody here seems to love it.
Thanks, Dan.
Kyle, how are you?
Good. How you doing, dude?
I'm well. Have you been watching how inundated we are with Detroit Lions products?
I like it, dude. What's going on?
Well, yeah, everybody does it. Like, if you go to the local bakery, there's Detroit Lions cake. There's fucking Detroit Lions hockey pucks. Detroit Lions condoms.
Hell yeah, baby. So you're saying you've got Aaron Zane football products now, eh?
Well, I'm kind of annoyed by how much everybody's, like, doing that. I think we're getting saturated with it.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this is a weird year of, like, a lot of people who don't usually care about the Lions are, like, suddenly in it now. So, yeah, you got to fucking sell the products when the demand's high, I guess.
No one thinks that the Lions are going to lose this game Saturday.
But they fucking better not, dude. I'm not ready for... You know what? I think we can fuck them up still. I say we're going to win by 17 points.
Well, if they win, I think it's going to be big. I really do. But I keep telling myself to expect the worst, as you know. In fact, since I started doing this, they have not lost.
That is true. But yeah, the pain of being wrong, that's got to hurt, Eric Zane. It's got to hurt your heart, dude.
It does, but I'm a team player. I'm sacrificing my spirit to say that they're going to lose publicly.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it. Any good energy is good energy. You know what I mean?
How will you be enjoying this game?
It was going to turn out to be a cool day. I was going to do some ice fishing and then go watch the game up north. But that plan fell through. So I'll probably just be chilling at home watching with Blue and J-Mo and just do our thing.
I get so nervous watching them, man. I'm telling you. You know, in that last game, in that Minnesota game, I was on my feet for three quarters of it until they started to fuck them up. And then I was like, okay, I can relax.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it feels good when they fuck them up. See, I want it to happen too. I'm looking for like a 17 point win, but like one of those ones where we're pretty much dominating the whole time, you know, where it's like not really that close.
All right. Yeah, there's no question. But I, you know, I wanted to reach out and see how you felt about it. So you're able to enjoy the games. You actually enjoy watching them. You like look forward to it.
Oh, hell yeah. It's playoff time, baby. And I mean, most of my life, I haven't really been able to enjoy that. So yeah, I'm fired up, baby. I love watching it. I got my jersey. I put on the same clothes, the same underwear, everything, the same game or for every game. So I'm thinking that we're going to be doing great, baby.
How do you feel about if they lose? I still say it's a great season.
Yeah, here's the thing. If they lose this game, the first game of the playoffs, then I'm going to be pissed, dude. It'll feel like not betrayal. It'll feel weird. If we win one, then we're in the championship game. That's a different thing. But, yeah, dude, we better not fucking lose in the divisional round, dude. No fucking way.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, in all honesty, how they would manage to fuck this up. It would have to be like a lot of really weird, oddball things like, perhaps there's a shooter in the stands who's killing players or something,
you know,
like that.
Yeah, that would do it. That would be a fucking, no. I was reading they have like a terrible run defense and Montgomery is back, dude. We're going to be fucking, I think we're just going to run most of the game. At least I hope so. A little play action, you know, throw some fucking balls. But I think we're going to, yeah, the ball control thing, I think we're going to win about like 10 minutes, dude.
I still can't get over the fact that 6 weeks ago, two doctors said, yeah, go ahead and get operated on. And now he's back playing.
I know. How sick. You know, and that's awesome because I like that spirit. I mean, obviously, like, on a personal level, it's like you want to take care of yourself. But as fucking just a regular dude who just watches the games on TV, baby, I'm like, I love that spirit. He's like, I'm getting out there. I'm fucking some dudes up, dude.
Whenever you hear about a player who, like, takes pain medicine and does anything they can to help, I'm like, I totally get that. I would do the same thing, you know?
Oh, for sure, dude. I'm even like, even before it was, it's not federally legal, but like, remember when Ricky Williams, remember him? He was getting all busted. This is like a long time ago, but he got busted for smoking weed and all that stuff. I'm like, dude, what do you want these guys to do, dude? Like, you know, like, I do like the one day of work, you know, like on like a demo job or something, and I'm sore as fuck, dude. Like, these guys are actively getting fucked up by other dudes.
I'd be shooting heroin on the sidelines. I would intravenously have steroids being pumped into my body because you only have so many years to earn money and you want to win. So whatever, I'll be a drug addict for about a decade. No big deal.
No big deal.
I mean, fuck it. You can always turn over a new leaf. So I am in full support of athlete drug abuse going forward.
Yeah, going forward. Yeah, for sure. Because, yeah, I mean, dude, it's just like, I couldn't do it, dude. And, yeah, it's like, then you hear stories of, you know, back in the 90s. I mean, I'm sure it's still going on, but, like, I think Brett Favre was talking about, like, you know, just popping fucking pills before the game, just going out there fucking just launching balls because he was higher than a kite.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, dude, for sure. It makes for great entertainment, dude.
All right. So what else is going on? You got the fam. The business is good. Anything we need to follow up on? Everybody got their fingers and toes. What's happening?
Everyone's got their fingers and toes. Yeah, we actually, me and Blue had a little date night last night because J-Mo was staying at his grandparents' house for the first time in a while. So we had a little date night. You ever been to this place in Standale called El Tapatio?
No.
Oh, dude, you gotta check that fucking cocksucking place out, dude. It was fucking good. Now, I mean, I'm a fan of Mexican food to begin with, but the fucking quality of food they were offering was awesome, dude.
What is it called?
El Tapatio. It's like right by the intersection of Wilson and Lake Michigan. Well, it's actually on Cummings, so I guess it's the next intersection.
Yeah,
over.
I'm very familiar with like that area.
Yeah, it's tucked back there, but they got fucking good food there, Zan.
People are loving the fact that you're enamored with a restaurant, and you said, "I love that cocksucking place."
Yeah, dude, for me, when you say motherfucking and then you put cocksucking right after it, that is a term of endearment, but like to the power of three. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Chris in the chat said that, and he also says that place is legit. Is that a chain or is that just a bunch of Mexicans got together and made some food?
Yeah, I think they just got together and made some food. I've never heard of another one. So I think it's just like one of the local ones, but yeah, they were fucking good, dude. And they brought that food out quick. You know what I mean? Like as soon as it got off, they brought it right out. And it was fucking hot, dude. And it was fucking.
What did you order? Good. Did you go with like a carne asada?
So here's how I separate my Mexican restaurant excursions, Eric Zane. So sometimes when I go, I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling like there's a little bit of Hispanic in me today, and I'll go with like a classic dish. You know what I mean? Like some tacos or some fucking enchiladas or something like that. But sometimes when I go, I just feel like a white dude who's going to a Mexican restaurant, which is what I was feeling like last night. So I got a steak and cheese burrito. So it's like super white dude choice, but dude, it was covered in queso, and there was queso in it. It was so fucking juicy good.
Yeah, those are game-changing menu items, you know?
For sure, dude.
I especially, you know what I like? I like a good seafood burrito with real seafood in it, like shrimp and crab. They can even use that imitation crab. I don't give a shit. Maybe some scallops, and they wrap it all up. And then on top of it, they have that white sauce. And I think that's queso. I think that's what they put on it.
Hell yeah, dude. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure one of those was on the menu, dude. I know I saw shrimp, and I feel like I saw scallops, but I might not have. But yeah, dude, they fucking got it there, dude.
All right. Well, who watched the kid?
Blue's parents did. He was staying the night over there.
Oh, so you just came home and the kid wasn't even there?
Yeah. It was like a nice little. Yes. Those are great nights.
Yes.
You know what I mean, we were just like, and I said that to her while we were eating dinner and having a good time. I was like, you know what's nuts to think about? I was like, at some point, you know, J-Mo is going to be old and he's going to move out or whatever. And I was like, and then again, this will be our life. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just going eating places and not, there's no kid around, you know?
Well, it's exactly right. And it's not too, it's not at all. Don't ever feel guilty about when you have that moment when the kid is not there, because there's so much effort that goes into keeping a kid safe and taking care of the kid with all of your attention. And they're assholes. So it's okay to feel that way because most kids are fucking dicks. So fuck that shit. I'm so...
I know, yeah. Me and Blue always joke around. She doesn't like it when I say it like this, but I'm like, I'm oversimplifying it, but like, not really. But like, I'm like, it's nice because mostly my job as a dad is like, I have to like, make sure he doesn't die or whatever, but like, I have to teach him how to not fuck himself up. You know what I mean? So like,
yes.
That's mostly like when we're like at home or like out and about, I'm like always watching him, you know? So I'm really just like teaching him how to not fuck himself up in public and whatnot. And so I'm like, yeah, like that's like, it's just nice to not always be on alert to see if a kid is fucking himself up, you know?
I think the best advice that an old man like me can give any young parent is don't try. Okay. Because I tried with three kids to, you know, and they all three of them did their own thing, and they might as well from age one day till today have given me the finger and said, fuck you. I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah, for sure. I support that. Like, I know there's like a difference between guys. Well, dads and moms, you know what I mean? They're like, no, you gotta nurture the kid and like all this type of stuff. You know, I'm like, yeah, he's his own person. He's gonna do whatever the fuck he wants. So I just have to make sure that when he's doing whatever the fuck he wants, he can do it safely. You know what I mean?
Keep him safe and be his nemesis. That's what you do. You kick his ass. That's exactly what you do. None of this friend bullshit. Fuck that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I'm supremely old-fashioned in that fucking regard right there, Zane.
Yeah, it's going to help you mentally. So, and that's who you need to worry about. You need to worry about these asshole kids. Jesus Christ. all right, you are the best. As always, go Lions, and I'll talk to you soon. Talk to you hopefully next week, getting ready for another football game.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. Saturday, circa 8 p.m. Just imagine that I'm fucking fired up, baby.
Oh, my God. All right, buddy. Talk to you.
All right, love you guys. Deuces.
Kickoff is actually at 8:10 p.m., and I have a hockey game that night. All right? So that starts at – the puck drops at 7, so I'll miss a fair amount of the game. That's okay. I'm okay with that. Josie sits next to me. She's the timekeeper. She'll have it on there, and I'll kind of like peek over, but I can't get into it or anything because – the second I let my guard down, I'm fucked. I'll miss something. Somebody will get pissed off at me. I like the sound of that El Tapatio. Like, I'm really hungry right now. But as you know, I'm trying to eat clean, which I did yesterday up to a point. Okay? And I get away with eating the same thing every day. So I got done with the show yesterday. Egg whites, some cottage cheese, just like I had in previous days, half a protein bar. Later on, I space this out, you know. Maybe a dill pickle to get something in my belly, a lot of water, and feel pretty good. Then I had some lean meat, some cheese later on, no big deal. Very little carbs or anything like that. And then... I wasn't hungry, and then I walked into the hockey office of the rink. Now, I didn't overdo it, but they have a trade with Panda Express. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I come walking in the dining area, and Josh is there going, oh, dude. So I went with... spoonfuls of rice, some pork, some beef, shiny beef with like that sauce on it with the vegetables. They say that shiny food is like food you want to avoid, but I'm like, fuck that. It was free too. Now that's the type of thing where I get to work half an hour before and just go to town, like embarrass myself. But a little bit of rice, a little bit of those noodles, little bit of the beef, little bit of the pork, and then that's it. Got the hell out of there. So then the game ends. I go walking into the office. All the food is gone. But I'm like, secretly, I hope the food's not gone. All the food's gone. But you know what wasn't gone? About a dozen fortune cookies on that table, individually wrapped. And I'm like, oh, it's 9:45 at night. I should not be doing this. I walked out of there with 8 of the 12. They were gone before I left the parking lot. God. Still better than what it has been. Try again today. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. But before I go, Starman says, any good fortunes? I didn't even read them. You know, come on now. I talked to the Gins today at Tag Accounting. So it's January 16th. We got time for you to reach out to Troy Ginzer at Tag Accounting and get on him and his team's radar for the upcoming tax forms that are due, the tax returns. You got to file your taxes. Please don't do this on your own. Don't do your own taxes. Don't buy some shitty software that promises it's going to be great. It's not. The key thing is your time. Wouldn't it be great to just gather up all your shit, go into Troy's office and throw it on his desk and say, do this. Or, I mean, you're not going to do it that way, but virtually you're going to send him your material and say, here you go. And then, all right, the next thing you know, your money is in your bank account from your tax refund. He takes a little bit for himself to pay for his services, and then that's it. Typically, I don't know, I guess it depends on the intensity of your tax situation and your return, but $100 to $200, I guess. Depends. You know, he does my personal returns and my professional returns, so I pay him a lot more than that for his time, energy, and effort and professionalism. TagCPA.net. That is TagCPA.net. Also, one of the many sponsors that help this show, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. That's how you do this. They will roll out the red carpet for you. Home prices are going to go up again. So if you're thinking maybe, yeah, definitely do it. Definitely do it. Get after it. Green Medicine Shop invites you to visit their shop in Greenville, Michigan for your cannabis products. In the state of Michigan, you can safely transport 10 or less ounces of cannabis. Head to Greenville, Michigan and purchase there at least once. If you're in Greenville, Greenville or surrounding areas, please bang on their door, mention me. Or if you're from much farther away, like Grand Rapids or whatever, make the trip. Or if you just happen to be driving through Greenville or the surrounding areas in and around West Michigan, drop by the Green Medicine Shop for all everything cannabis. They have everything cannabis related at the Green Medicine Shop. If you're new to this, you have questions, you're just kind of curious, they have a pharmacist that's there. That is Shawnee. She is outstanding. She will help you. Starman says, it's odd to think you can now transport a half pound of pot with no issue. Yeah, big time. Jeremy, we were talking about food. He says, I haven't eaten since about 10 hours before I left Rochester. Currently at like a 40-hour fast. Oh, my God. Eat some food, for God's sake. You're going to be down to nothing before too long. My God. God, now you're just showing off, you fucker. I will take a break here and be right back. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.